This is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Wednesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in John chapter 5, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 1 down through verse 18. Hear the word of God. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which had five roofed colonnades. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man who had been there as an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am going, another steps down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed and walk." And at once the man who was healed took up his bed and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to take up your bed." But he answered them, "The man who healed me, that man said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" And they asked him, "Well, who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk?'" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn as there was a crowd in the place. Afterward Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you're well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had healed him. And this was why the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." This was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Well, this is a wonderful text of Scripture in which Jesus arrives for his second time in Jerusalem. And this time, as he's there for another feast, he goes over to the pool of Bethesda. I've stood there beside that very place, and there is a man that is there. Now, a mythological tale of healing had developed. When the waters were stirred, that meant an angel was there, and if the first one into the water would get healed. And the man's an invalid, so he could never beat people into the water. And it's amazing how these myths would be believed. Of course, we see it today as these false faith healers manipulate people with false promises, even in our day and time. So it's not unusual, and nothing has changed. But now Jesus, the one who is able to heal both body and soul, comes. And in order to make a point about redemption, he does this miracle. And this man who had been an invalid for 38 years, now is instructed, "Take up your bed and walk." Notice there wasn't any halt. He just, here's a man that hadn't walked for 38 years, and what? Now he's walking. So a miracle is a supernatural act. It doesn't need to be coaxed along at all. Now, when the Pharisees see it and the scribes see it, they want to know, well, who did this? It's a miracle. And then when he tells them, "Well, I don't know. I didn't get his name." And then they begin, when they find out it's Jesus, they begin to accuse him of breaking the Sabbath. It's an amazing thing. The Sabbath is a gift from God, and when the gift of healing comes, they accuse him of breaking the Sabbath, which he wasn't breaking the Sabbath. He was breaking the traditions of the Pharisees, the scribes. In fact, everyone was operating within the Sabbath, and Jesus, who is the Lord of the Sabbath, is, of course, administering the Sabbath. And then he says this, "Oh, God has rested from the work of creation, but he's still working now." And what he's speaking of, he's still working in the work of redemption. They then begin to take up a plan to kill him. Why? Well, it wasn't just because he was breaking the Sabbath. They knew when he said God was his Father, he was claiming deity. They understood that. So make no mistake, the Bible affirms the deity of Christ, the healing power of Christ and his sovereign ministry from time to time, and the ever-present redeeming power of Christ whenever you put your trust in him. The Lord of the Sabbath will give you rest from your sins and give you life evermore. That's another slice of fresh bread today. You're the light
unto my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.